Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Halloween's coming soon, so thoughts are perhaps turning to witches, ghosts, goblins, and things that go bump in the night. Bats, of course, are part of the Halloween scene, and so are owls. And it's the call of an owl at night that's certain to make the hair of a child stand on end and send shivers up their spine. Maybe even for some adults. Several species of owls are known to nest in North Dakota, including the great horned owl, short-eared owl, eastern screech owl, burrowing owl, long-eared owl, and perhaps a couple others. Then, of course, there are the seasonal visitors, such as the snowy owl. But it's perhaps the great horned owl, with its low hooting call, that's most widely known and associated with the Halloween season. It might surprise you, but owls have a long history in mythology and folklore going back to the time of the Greeks and Romans. They're even referenced several times in the Bible. Their reputation often falls into two quite different categories, one of which is the perception that they have great wisdom and knowledge, as evidenced by the characters in Winnie the Pooh and Bambi. But historically, owls are perhaps more often associated with witches, a variety of spirits, the supernatural, omens, impending doom, or even death. It's due likely to their being nocturnal, their silent behavior, particularly silent flight, their large forward-facing eyes, and their ability to turn their necks way beyond what we humans view as within the range of normalcy. Plus, the rather spooky or haunting call of many species seals the deal. To many people, they're just plain spooky. In some cultures, seeing, hearing, or even thinking of an owl would conjure up gloom and doom. Others believed that witches could turn themselves into owls. They were also thought to deliver curses, or were symbols of bad luck, or perhaps imminent death. The last thing a person would want is to have one perch on the roof. That would basically amount to the announcement of an imminent death of a member or members of the family. But do not worry about any owl spoiling your Halloween, or any other day for that matter. We now know owls are beneficial in many ways, but we'll save that topic for a later date. Here's wishing you a fun and safe Halloween. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.